All right, well, this is Jules. I'm doing something I'm going to call the shower boom. See, when I shower, I think about the most thoughtful, most unique things. Like, seriously, I'll think of thoughts that I'll forget the second I get out of the shower. So, I'm going to do this. First thing I want to talk about is how I kind of played something called Dragon Age Origins. You know what? You know how I betrayed Dragon Age Origins? I started to fucking play Modern Warfare 2. Two games opposite ends of the spectrum. And, yeah. I started playing Modern Warfare 2 non-stop. I have about 40 hours invested into that game. So I feel really dirty. Like, really fucking dirty. Like, laughing out loud at 2.5 minutes is dirty. It's that bad. So I need to do something about that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to prestige once. I'm going to continue my profile of Dragon Age. That should be A-okay. Anyway, I've been using the TAR, the TAR lately, Modern Warfare. That gun is pissed. It has like really high damage, but it has more recoil than the SCAR, so that kind of pisses me off. But honestly, I'm a Church and Destroy Victor right now. I can't get any better than I am right now. Well, I probably can. I'm just really fucking good. I'm really proud of myself about that. Anyway. Hold on. I am using Canteen Pro V on my hair. And it feels really good. Second thing. Mass Effect 2. Not fucking wait for this game. And they made a joke to my friend Chris earlier about how I was never so excited for a third-person shooter and that I wouldn't be surprised if Slipknot was making an exclusive song just for the game, a la 30 Seconds to Mars for Dragon Age. I have nothing really thoughtful to say about this game. You probably get where I'm going with this. Just the fact that Mass Effect 2 is such a quote-unquote dark chapter in the trilogy, and back in that note. Anyway, like I said, nothing thoughtful to say. I just hope not. That's really all I want to say about that. I hope BioWare is smart enough to know what they did right. And I hope they can learn off of Ubisoft Montreal what not to do. And I am speaking about Prince of Persia, Warrior Within. But once again, like I said, nothing thoughtful to say. Nothing I can say right now that hasn't been said before. I'm looking forward to that game. You know what? I'm just gonna go over games I want to play this spring season. We'll play that. Splinter Cell Conviction. I'm really fucking excited for. Why? Well, I like stealth games. I like stealth games so much. I like the Velvet Assassin, a game that both people call worst of the year for 2009. I really do. And I'm happy that, I kind of hope that this game will kind of, I don't want to say bring it to the mainstream, but make it kind of generally accepted again, the way that, you know, Splinter Cell was just marveled upon in 03, the first game, by the way. It was such a good game. I believe it was 03. Anyway. I kind of want it to come back to the mainstream audience. I want to see it doing successfully. I'm really excited for the co-op. By the way, co-op, just in general, has been reignited for me. Reason being, Modern Warfare 2, once again, did that for me. Spec Ops was the most thrilling experience I've ever had in a Call of Duty game. Maybe a video game ever. That was just really nuts how good that was. Anyway, after having that great experience with another person, just after finding how tactile I can be and how rewarding this co-op experience, you know, can be at its most, I really cannot wait for Splinter Cell Conviction to co-op, and I am looking for a partner, by the way. I hope Arlo Knox will play with me if he finds the time. Anyway, I might have a partner anyway. I want to play that. I really want to play Bayonetta. I'm an immature 18-year-old boy that gets turned on by anything. Gets turned on by a gentle wind.